he got the point. That's very deep. And the fathers of the church have written pages about the manger and the bread of life that was born on that day. You know, when Jesus come in the crib as a tiny little guy, this much, you know, he's already the full Jesus and the bread of life. And he definitely knew he was going to be eaten. And it's a sign for us. And it's very powerful when Our Lady tells us to put baby Jesus at the first place. She knows that we need healing. And the first healing we need to receive is a reconciliation with Jesus, because we are afraid of God somehow. Somehow in our heart, when we receive Holy Communion, when we go to Mass, when we enter a church, there is something within us, more or less, that is afraid of God because of all the wrong images we've got through the media, through the wrong teachings, the misunderstanding of the Bible, misunderstanding of the justice of God. And so we might think, oh, I'm not the good guy I should be. How will he look at me? How will he receive me? How will he welcome me? I've been naughty, I've been nasty, I've been a sinner. And how shall he now send me chastisement or punishment? Will he be angry with me? Or all that stuff, you know. But the Mother of God knows all these things in our heart. And when, especially when we feel guilty, you know, because of our sins, she knows all that, keeping us away from God. And she wants to heal us. And when she gives her baby, her newborn baby, in our arms, I mean, who can be afraid of a newborn? Who can be afraid of God as a newborn? He's completely at your mercy. He's defenseless. You know, a newborn cannot judge you. A newborn cannot see any bad in you. He's too tiny. He's too small. He's just himself and just needing love, needing your care, needing your smile. He's defenseless. And this is why Our Lady gives her son to us today as a newborn, to make sure he'll enter our hearts. Isn't it great? This is a healing. And at Mass, when we go receive Holy Communion, what if we think that we are receiving baby Jesus through the host? That will change our dialogue with Jesus. That will make our dialogue with Jesus much more loving, much more tender. We would pay more attention to him. And the dramatic situation is that most of the time when the faithful receive the Holy Eucharist, they don't pay attention to him. They just see their watch. If it's high time to leave the church, they run out of the church, and that's it. Sometimes Jesus comes in their heart and he doesn't receive one single word of love, one single look of attention. And he has to go from our heart, taking back with him all the treasures he had brought in, with a great hope and great joy that we will receive all those treasures, heavenly treasures from him and with himself. He has to leave heartbroken. But if we receive the baby through the host, of course, when we receive the host, it's Jesus resurrected. But Jesus resurrected is also the baby Jesus. I remember Sister Faustina in her diary explained several times that at Mass, she saw at the moment of the consecration, when the priest would say, "This is my body," suddenly baby Jesus is replacing the host. And he would stand on the altar all the way through Mass until the moment when the priest would take Holy Communion. And then she adds at the end of the paragraph, "Oh, I saw Jesus coming in the priest when he took Holy Communion. I don't know how can this happen, but it's just what I saw." You know, very innocently she said that. But it's very powerful. Mary is definitely giving her newborn baby to us. This is a healing, and this will change our love for Jesus. This is increase our love for Jesus, and especially during Mass. We cannot neglect a newborn. No, none of us can neglect to speak to a newborn with all our heart. Now, it's not all. When Mary remembers Bethlehem, she also remembers the prophecies that have been given about the Messiah coming, of course, before the birth of Jesus. And one of them is very significant. You know, Prophet Isaiah said, "A child has been born for us, a son has been given to us." So now, a child has been born for us. Who is this us? You mean everyone? Are you concerned personally? Yes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you realize what you are telling me? Do you realize that a child has been born for you? It means you've got a child. It means you are ahead of a child. You have a child with you. This is very, very important and very powerful. You have a child, my little one. Yes. But this is serious. You know, when God gives, if these words are real, it means God has given us a child. And when Mary tells us to put baby Jesus at the first place, she reminds us that truly this newborn little one is for us, is given to us. When God gives, he doesn't borrow, he doesn't, you know, takes back. He gives and it's given, it's ours, which means this baby is definitely mine. It has been born for me. You see me, I'm wearing a veil on my head. Okay, I shouldn't have any baby, should I? Okay, but I've got a baby. I definitely got one, and it's baby Jesus. It has been simply given to me. And now I've got to live with a baby in my home, in my embrace. It's not as if I was alone, childless. No, I'm child-filled. How do you say that in good English? I'm with a child. Yeah. But this is very, very important. You know why? We all had an experience at least once in our life of the time when the baby, the newborn baby, is coming back in his home from the hospital after his birth. You remember that? Your little brother and sister? On that day, the whole atmosphere of the house changes, doesn't it? Before we were maybe smoking in the house, but on that day when he comes, no way that we continue smoking. We have to be careful. That could harm the little one. We've got to stop smoking around. Before we would maybe scream in the house, call names in the house, shout in the house, okay? But listen, now we've got to be careful, we've got to be quiet, to be careful, because that could, maybe the little one is sleeping, he needs rest. We have developed antennas of love because the little one is there. And any mother on earth would tell you that the conscience of the presence of the little newborn is constantly in her heart, days and nights without a break. Isn't that true, Kathy, Mary?
Absolutely.
Of course.